I know many people will be taken by surprise that it is already the feast of the Epiphany, but it is. Epiphany is the day when we recall the visit of the Magi, the wise men, to the newborn Jesus. It's a little strange that we use this unfamiliar Greek word for the name of this feast. What's an epiphany after all? Well, it simply means manifestation or revelation or pagpapakita. So the Tagalog name for this Feast of Epiphany is ang dakilang kapistahan ng pagpapakita ng Panginoon. Maybe because the word Epiphany is an unusual word, the more popular name of this feast is Feast of the Three Kings. And the common greeting on the Feast of Epiphany is not Happy Epiphany, but Happy Three Kings. At least that's what people say to me. Happy Three Kings. Now, since we're talking about strange Greek words like epiphany, let me mention as well the word magi, because what are magi? That's a word we never use either, except on this feast. This is what the gospel calls these mysterious visitors from the east. It's a little hard to pick a good word to translate the Greek word magi. There's no one English word that captures it. They're searchers, they're scholars, they're philosophers, they're astronomers, they're mystics, they're priests of their own religion, they're astrologers. So usually the Bible translations call them wise men. They're wise men. Sa Tagalog, dumating naman sa Jerusalem, ang ilang pantas mula sa silangan. Pantas, I guess, means wise men, basically wise men. Now, but no one ever says tatlong pantas. It's always tatlong hari. So, by the way, the scholars, they don't like tatlong hari. They don't like calling them three kings because the Gospels don't call them kings, and it doesn't say that there were three of them. So let's just stick with this biblical word magi. Some magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem. When did they arrive? According to the tradition, on January 6th, which is 12 days after Christmas. I'm sure you know the song, The 12 Days of Christmas. The 12 days are the days between Christmas and Epiphany. But Epiphany is no longer fixed on January 6th. Now we celebrate it on Sunday between January 2nd and January 8th. Which means that this year, it falls on January 2nd, meaning it's the earliest it can possibly be. That's why it takes us by surprise. We have two big feast days in a row. On January 1st, Solemnity of Mary, Mother of God. On January 2nd, already Feast of the Epiphany. No transition, no chance to catch our breath or prepare. When I arrived here in the parish, all the pages were still open to January 1st. And I think, yeah, look at here on the monitor, January 1. It's really for January 2. Okay, we're having enough trouble getting used to being in 2022 already. And already we encounter the Magi. Still, it's no problem to shift our attention from Mary to Epiphany, because the experience of those who search for Jesus is to find him with Mary, his mother. This is what I just read in the Gospel. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. Mary, Jesus, they go together. Well, let's think about these magi for a moment. They were not Jews. They were what the Jews would call Gentiles. They were foreigners, pagans, outsiders. So it's a big surprise that among the first to greet the newborn King of the Jews are these strangers, these outsiders. Who could Jesus be to these people? They weren't expecting the Messiah. Well, let me share a little story that comes to mind about this. It came back to my mind because we just celebrated Rizal Day on Thursday. And I remember that when I was in the seminary in Tagaytay, in one of our courses, we had an assignment to learn about other religions. I was in a group, I think there were five or six of us, and one of my classmates in my group had encountered an unusual little chapel during his pastoral training. And so he led us to this remote barrio somewhere in Cavite province, and we went to this little chapel. It belonged to a religion which they called the Kaalika. Kaalika, K-A-L-K, Kaalika. I don't remember what it stood for. Kapatiran something, Liwandag something, Kaligtasan. I don't remember. And I looked it up on Google. I can't find it anywhere. I don't even know if it still exists, the Kaalika. Anyway, we went into the chapel, and there in the center wall of the chapel, high up, where we have a crucifix, they had a big statue of Jose Rizal. And then on the sides, where we have St. Joseph and the Blessed Virgin Mary, they had two more statues of Rizal, just smaller ones. So there were three statues of Rizal. And then painted above the big Rizal in the center, there was a big eye, mata, in a triangle. And then some Tagalog inscriptions, which I don't remember. They would not allow us to take any pictures in the chapel, so I'm just going from my memory. Anyway, it turns out that the members of the Kaalika, if they still exist, they believe that Jose Rizal is the savior of the Philippines. They insisted they are not Rizalistas. They are not Rizalistas because they don't believe that Rizal is God. And they said that's what the Rizalistas believe. I've never met a Rizalista, so I don't know. But these people of this other religion consider Rizal to be the Messiah of the Philippines. So they said, Jesus is the savior of the Jews, and Rizal is the savior of the Filipinos. And every nation has its own savior. Now, I assume that the rise of a group like that comes in part as a reaction to colonialism. But in any case, today's feast of the Epiphany shatters the idea that Jesus is savior only of the Jews. One of the main points of this feast of Epiphany is to show who Jesus is. Yes, he's the newborn king of the Jews, yes. But he's also the king of all peoples, all nations, for all ages. The Magi, after all, were not Jews. But we see them seeking Jesus with a desire to worship him and to give him their precious gifts. So the Magi are set before us as models for all of us who are not Jews, which is almost everyone. So what do we learn from the Magi? Let me pick out a few lessons. First of all, the Magi teach us to take the journey of faith, to search for God, to seek for his will, at any cost, at any distance. Life is all about this adventure. If we want our life to be fruitful, if we want our life to be happy, to be fulfilled, we have to take this journey of faith. How? Follow the star. Follow the signs that God gives us that point the way to him. That's what the Magi did. They followed the star. They knew that they were being led. They didn't know where. They didn't know how it would work, but they were being led. Well, we have many stars. Not just one. We have the Bible. We have our faith in the church. We have the lives of the saints. We have especially the Blessed Virgin Mary. She's a star for us. We can always find Jesus with Mary. That's why she's a reliable star. If we're wise, if we're like the wise men, we can find Jesus in the arms of Mary. Okay, so take the journey of faith, follow the star, and offer to Jesus what is precious to you. They offered gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Those gifts represent everything we have. Our livelihood, our money, our loved ones, our future, our sufferings, our dreams. All of these things, everything in our life, finds its true purpose, its true value in light of Jesus Christ and His will. When we put Jesus first, when we bow down before Him and worship Him, then we know the proper order and the proper use of everything else in our life. It all falls into place. You know the expression, seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things will come to you. They'll all be in right order. But if we do not put Jesus first, if we do not offer to Him what is precious to us, well, then we're going to fall into some disorder or another. And the sad example of that in this story is King Herod. Of all people, he should have been the one to find and worship the Messiah, the newborn King of the Jews. Herod had every advantage. He had the scriptures, he had the law and the prophets, he had advisors, he had the whole Jewish tradition, he had the money, he had the power, he had the status. No one could stop him. Not only that, Jesus was born right in his kingdom, right in Bethlehem. They say Bethlehem is only a few miles from Jerusalem. He could have gotten there in one afternoon. The Magi journeyed for months, maybe 1,000 miles. Herod, 0 miles, not even one step. Why? Because he wanted to keep what was precious to him. He wanted to keep his gifts. He wanted to keep his kingdom. So he had twisted priorities. See, when we cling to what we have, we lose it. That's a spiritual principle. If we, what we cling to, we lose. What we give, we keep. Okay, that's what the Magi teach us. And then lastly, they teach us to travel by a different way. The basis for our life, all the criteria for our decisions are all different once we know the Lord. Once we give ourselves in worship to Jesus Christ, He is our King, and that's enough. We don't belong to the world. We don't belong to the government or nation or the bank account or the UN or the Kaalika or any other group. We don't belong. We belong to Jesus Christ. So we are overjoyed to find Him and to find anything that leads us to Him. To see any star gives us great joy. Okay, that's our celebration of Epiphany. Let us be, as we start this new year 2022, let us be Magi. Let us be wise men and wise women, wise children, and worship the Lord Jesus Christ.